You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, it's time to tell you about that place that Rob just went last week, the place that will take care of you. If you've got a car, and most of you do, if you've got some kind of vehicle, and most of you do, and you have to take it in for some kind of work, which most of you do, or routine maintenance, which most of you do, it's Expert Car Care, Rob. Expert Car Care can make that happen for you.
That's right, Mark. They can. And you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road, safe and sound, often the same day like they did for me. You know what I did? I dropped the car off. Brian and the crew. I went down to Comerica Park. Mark did my business, came back, picked up my car. It was all done.
Brian, Mike, the great people over there make it happen for you, whatever it is, whether it's routine maintenance, something as simple as a wiper blade, something as major as a whole engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats that you're watching right now at parkerandtheman.com, and if you're not, you should, because we're so good looking, something nice will happen to you.
That's right, Mark. If you do, you will not only receive a free oil change for any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's $100. Matt finally caught it. Huh? Why is he making funny faces? $100. No holla. $100 savings right there just for saying Parker and the Man. So don't delay. Get on down there. It's Expert Car Care, 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mountain and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care. All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Marcus.
No Tigers tonight because of the rain in Chicago that's heading our way, postponed. So next time we see him will be tomorrow night, but it's very possible the Tigers could only be 2.5. Right? Would that be 2.5? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
2.5 games. Because Cleveland is playing tonight, and we'll get to them in a sec. But no game tonight. Tomorrow it's still supposed to be Drew Smyly. I don't know if they'll just push it. No, it's not. They've not pushed him back. Verlander will go tonight against Verlander and Danks tomorrow. Have they both gone back there? Okay. So Verlander and Danks, they just pushed him back. So no Smyly. Well, they could have waited and pitched Verlander. Yeah, I guess they couldn't have. They'd have to move him back. Just depends how much they worked. They warmed up, but I don't think they warmed up at all. Bulk of the NASCAR teams are rolling into MIS for Sunday's Quicken Loans 400. Track opens at 8 on Friday. You're going, it's 8 o'clock. You get there early because you know how US 12 can be when it comes to race weekend at the Michigan International Speedway in the Irish Hills. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and Man presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA Finals, Game 3. They're hitting the floor in Miami. We're about to go. Spurs and Heat tied at 1. Might already be going. We'll keep you updated for the next hour, 50 minutes. Stanley Cup Finals continue tomorrow with the LA Kings on the brink of their second cup in 3 years after the 3-0 shutout of the Rangers in Game 3 last night at Madison Square Garden. So tomorrow, of course, Game 4 at MSG again. Other baseball in the American League, they're back to playing in Baltimore. No score second, Red Sox Orioles. Minnesota-Toronto, the Twins lead 4-0 now in the sixth inning. Cleveland is trailing Kansas City early, 1-0 third. Two others start after 10. Interleague Series, St. Louis over Tampa, 1-0 seventh. Matt Holliday, just his fourth home run of the season for the Cardinals. Miami and Texas, 1-1 third. Arizona beat Houston earlier, 4-1. National League, Phillies lead San Diego 5-2 in the eighth. Cubs over the Pirates in the sixth, 5-3. The rain delay is pretty much done in Cincinnati. They'll get started in a few minutes now at the Gab, the Reds and the Dodgers. So 9:15 was proposed first pitch. Mets over Milwaukee 2-1 sixth. Atlanta has put 7 up on Colorado at Coors in the first inning. And Drelton Simmons, his fifth homer of the year, was a grand slam. So Simmons with a grand slam as part of a 7-run first for the Braves at Coors Field. And Washington at San Francisco begins at 10:15. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. We got trash talking coming up in this 9 o'clock hour. 248-848-1130. Greg, what's going on as we enjoy some more Tanya's Pizza from Royal Oak? What's up, fella?
What up, Mark? You all right?
I'm good.
How long has Dan Snyder owned the Redskins?
Well, you buy from Kent Cook. Is that
Jack
the last
Kent
owner?
Kent,
I think, yeah. I mean, it's probably close to 20 years.
I was going to say 15 to 20. It's
been up there now already.
I happen to Google. The Redskins were founded in 1932, if I'm not mistaken, right?
They were the Boston Lobsters or something, and they moved to Washington.
But I think they did. I Googled, they said the Redskins were founded in 32.
Okay.
So that means they've been the Redskins for 80-something years. It took people 80-something years to find out there was something wrong with that name.
Of course. Come on, Greg. Where are you? Go back 80 years. Are you kidding me? Of course it took that long.
You mean the 80 years when the blacks still couldn't play Major League
Exactly.
Baseball?
Exactly. Is that what you're talking about, when blacks weren't allowed to play Major League Baseball? Or
who was fighting for the Native Americans then?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Yeah. Oh, that racist name. How terrible.
It's only 15
Jackie
years.
Jackie Robinson who?
Dan Snyder, 15 years.
He said 15 to 20.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
But what I'm saying, until somebody brought it up, anybody think it was a racist name? Now, be serious.
No, people knew it was racist.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
You're going to tell me, you think Dan Snyder's going to change that name because people are putting pressure on
him? Yep, I do.
I don't think you're going to do it.
I do, because you know what? If the players get involved at all, and all you got to do is get players and advertisers involved, and they can get that change. I'm telling you, because now, just like Donald Sterling got pushed out, now, if advertisers get involved, Greg, hear me carefully, with money, and if advertisers get involved and say, we're not going to be involved, if Apple or Google or any of these companies say, we can't contribute to a franchise that has a racist name, then all of a sudden that changes the equation. Yes, it can happen. Watch.
But some of those people that you're talking about, the advertisers, out of ones that they're still good old boys.
Well, go look at what happened with Donald Sterling and how 15 big advertisers pulled out.
Hey,
go
Greg,
look.
Wait, Greg, you're smart. We could tell you got something going. Dude, in your lifetime, did you really think you'd see gays and lesbians and being able to marry in certain states?
Did you really think?
Did you really think marijuana would be legal in two states by now?
Did you think you'd see a black president?
That's what I was getting ready to say. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime. No, I didn't.
I thought more of the marijuana in the two states.
And you didn't either, Bob.
No, I didn't.
You didn't think that.
And did you?
I thought I would be dead and gone before a black guy would be in the White House.
And did you believe that there would be a radio show with the second guy being called the man on it? You know what I'm saying? The man.
No.
Greg, you know.
Keeping the man down.
That's right. Greg, you already know, you know, like my friend's father, you know what he used to say? When we used to play outside in the front, he said, hey, guys, can you keep it down? I got to go see the man in the morning.
All right, that was the thing.
Am I right?
That's who you got to go see in the morning.
I got to go see the man. That means I got to go to work.
Yeah. But I don't know. He might, but he looked like the stubborn. I don't think he's going to do it. I mean, he's been backpedaling ever since this come up, you know, and I don't know. You know, they might, but I'd be surprised if he does.
Look, hey, Greg, I always thought in this issue that it was kind of one of these touchy go things.
There was a restaurant called Sambo's at one time.
I understand.
Yeah, it was.
It was dicey to me. I understand the offensiveness nature of the word Redskins to people who are Native Americans. And I never really did understand the other side to it other than the fact that it just had always been. I mean, that's kind of what the rationale. You could put a list a mile long of why you wouldn't want to call a Native American a Redskin, and the only thing you got on the pro side for the football team, it's always been that way. And what did I just say? That's never a good reason to do something.
No, it's not. Hey, isn't Simmons the shortstop for the Braves?
Yes, he just hit a grand slam tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kid, because I've watched him play a few times.
Yeah, you can't have him.
No, I know we can't.
Got newsflash.
Oh, yeah.
Tigers can't have him.
How come we can never draft people like him?
Well, you drafted Alan Trammell once.
Yeah, but look how long that's ago, Mark. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, we drafted Lou Whitaker once, too. You know, we drafted Al Kaline once, too.
You know what? To be honest with you, Greg, if you think about it, for the last 40 years, once you get past Trammell and Whitaker, Travis Fryman is probably the best infielder they've drafted. And that's like it. They haven't drafted very much when it comes to infielders.
No, yeah, you're about right, Travis Fry.
I think T. Fry was probably the best of the infielders that they've taken over 40 years.
And we really haven't had a second baseman since Whitaker.
Damian Easley.
Damian Easley was a good player. Damian Easley.
Easley
was
had a
player.
Couple of 20 home run seasons.
No, he was pretty good.
But you didn't draft him. You had to trade for him.
Unless you want to throw Polanco in there.
Right, Polanco was a trade,
but he had to play third too.
No, but he played. He was great. He was great for the time.
He wasn't here very long. That's unfortunate. Would have liked to see Placido here a little longer.
But the last time we brought a good infielder up was Simon.
That you actually tutored, yeah. And I mean, that's what the whole point of Castellanos is. You're hoping that Nick becomes
there. I got an even better one for you. Last time we brought up a good catcher with Lance Parrish.
Big wheel?
Right on. I can't think. Yeah. I mean, because then you've had to go and get guys like Tettleton and.
We had Matt Noakes, but Noakes never really developed here.
Well, Matt Noakes did finish second to Mark McGwire for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he came out the press. But to me, that's why they should make a Beaver take.
Well, but the problem with Matt Noakes was his career wasn't very long, and he kind of mirrored Parrish's career because he was still around when Lance was playing.
Yeah, Parrish was the last good catcher we had. And,
Lance took off in, what, 86, 87, whatever it was. And then Matt Noakes was runner-up to McGwire for Mark McGwire for Rookie of the Year. Hit 32 home runs that year.
Mark McGwire hit 49.
Hit 49, and Matty hit 32.
Last good third baseman they had was Rodriguez.
Aurelio?
Yeah.
What else is Matt Noakes known for there, Greg?
Huh?
What else is Matty Noakes known for?
I don't know.
Remember, he landed a plane in the middle of a highway.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure
he landed a plane in the middle of a highway.
Yeah, he did. He sure did. Which showed up what kind of people we draft.
I think it was in San Diego or something.
Our system didn't kind of thin, you know, when it comes to developing talent.
The Tigers don't keep them around. They trade all the talent. They have to get a better team.
I'm never going to get mad at for trading away Andrew Miller and Mabry. I'm never going to be up.
Hey, by the way, in that trade, Greg, in that Andrew Miller, that's how you got Cabrera, right?
Right.
You know, Brooke Badenhop, who we just saw for the Red Sox, they're both with the Red Sox now, Badenhop and Miller. He was in that trade, too.
Right.
The Tigers had him in the minor league system. There were six guys in that trade for Dontrell and Cabrera. It was Andy Miller, Brooke Badenhop, Mike Rabello, the catcher.
Yeah.
Dallas Trahan, who I don't think ever played in the majors, and Cameron Maben.
The bad
no, not Maben. Maben.
Maben was in that trade. The bad part was that Dave signed that extension for Dontrell. We got $29 million, and he didn't have to do that.
Oh, terrible. I mean,
Dontrell won two or three games in Detroit. I think that's
it. Was like
two or three. I can't remember which one.
It was awful.
Top three.
He was terrible. And here's a guy that had won 22 games in a season.
Yeah, he was during that days in Florida back then, man, he was unbelievable.
Well, he really led him to the World Series in 2003.
But all of a sudden, his control went. He couldn't get the ball over the plate.
There you go.
Now, people have to keep remembering, whenever you see Andrew Miller and Burke Badenhop playing for the Red Sox, they're the reason Miguel Cabrera is sitting here today.
We'll take that exchange.
Well, but I'm going to tell you the other thing, too, real quick, and I'll let you go, Greg. The other part is, let's just be honest. The other reason Cabrera became available, too, is he had some issues, which we saw early on here, with some alcohol and stuff. And it looked like at that time, when he was going through his thing, it looked like Texas, Florida had gotten rid of him just in time.
Well, it was twofold.
Am I right?
That was part of it. But the other one, they knew he was about to get paid.
Right. Well, but I'm also, like, all of a sudden, remember, everybody was like, wait a minute, what don't we know?
No, they knew that
about Cabrera.
Stuff.
And now look at him. He's cleaned up his act. No issues, nothing, and he's doing
well. Those times
at
the Townsend with the whole thing with the wife.
That's what I'm saying. There was issues.
We weren't too kind to him.
And he's the best hitter in baseball.
Yep.
We were talking about let's get rid of the guy.
Just think where they'd be right now with him and Stanton in their lineup.
Giancarlo? Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Forget it. That's ridiculous.
Or 4 and 5, however you want.
Yeah, but Cabrera never would have lasted a whole nother. He's been here 7 years or 8 years or whatever it is now. He never would have lasted another 8 years in Miami. He wouldn't be able to stand all that losing. And there would have been a lot of losing with that pitching staff.
Dombrowski could really hang his hat on that move. Because
it's a great trade. Dude.
That's highway robbery.
That is high. You even take the flyer on Dontrell because you thought you were getting a lefty who was real young.
But that's no problem. But you didn't have to sign the extension. I'm with the Dontrell. I don't have any issue with giving him a shot, new scenery, but that was uncalled for. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, but we now see the Tigers have a habit of giving out contracts before they're earned.
Yep. I mean, Mark, every time I see Nelson Cruz hit a home run, I say somewhere Mark is pulling his hair out saying, we could have had him.
Who's that? Who's pulling their hair out?
Nelson Cruz.
Who?
Nelson Cruz.
Right, yes.
Because Mark wanted Nelson Cruz. He talked
I
about
begged that. For Nelson Cruz.
I think about him because he said, we could have had him for $8 million.
It was on the table. Greg, it was on the table. I'm telling you.
And why would you not want him? You kept Johnny Peralta around after he came up the 50-game suspension.
But they didn't keep him around. They got rid of him, too. That's $10 million. I'm telling you, Greg, do the math. If you add it all up, you just bought the land that Ilitch needed to finish the land purchase for the new hockey rink. By saving the money on Fielder, by dumping Veris and Benoit, even by signing Miggy and adding Nathan, by dropping what you dropped, that's exactly the dollar figure, almost to the buck, as to what they needed to finish to buy the land around the Foxtown area for the hockey rink.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow, fellas. Have a good one.
Thanks, Greg. I mean, it's probably not actually as it might not. Oh, it might be coincidence. But hey, man, you know, you can't go put $300 to $500 million in a new rink and not and have it just fall from the sky like magic. Hey, it's got to come from somewhere. All right, well, let's get it started. We got to do this. Come on, we don't have time for all this. Night. We're done at 10 o'clock. We haven't even started. Are you ready? Come on, Rob. What are you doing?
Take out the papers in the trash.
All right, what are you trashing tonight? You can do it on Twitter as well with the hashtag TTTT, at Parker and the Man. You can call up here at 248-848-1130. One thing we can't trash is Tanya's Pizza right there in Royal Oak at 13 and Crooks, because that stuff is outstanding. You're home for stuffed pizza for over 25 big years. You check them at tanyaspizza.com. No trash. The only trash that's going to be left is the box, because the pizza's done. Get it, Rob? That's the only trash we're going to have from Tanya's. It's with that pizza, and we're going to be licking the box, too.
Hey.
You might even eat the damn box.
That's okay. Eating box is good.
Some trash talking. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Sports Night with
what?
Parker. I know. You meant the real box.
I'm talking about the box.
Here, we're showing the box.
Did I do that?
We're showing, this is the box. If you're watching at parkerandtheman.com. There it is right
Ask
there.
Bill Lambert. He
Watch.
Knows about boxes. Oh, stop.
The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you looking up?
All right, we're going to do some trashing here. Gary is going to do some. He's got a good one tonight, I feel. EP, you got anything good, or are you just going to slough off and just be a pizza guy? Which is fine, because you brought in the Tanya's Pizza, and I feel that's probably your work for the evening. What, Matt? You're not going to do any either? Oh, he doesn't want to do it. He's not even listening to me? I didn't think so. That's all right. You guys are doing your own thing. I mean, you just don't worry about us. We're just doing a radio show in here. What's going on? What's happening in the other room?
Nothing.
What are we missing?
Nothing. Nothing. We're all good. All right. You ready to go?
You know what that keeps reminding me every time I say it like that? The time when George Perlis is standing there. Remember you, John Morales. You know John very well from Fox 2. In fact, he was featured in the Pistons Bad Boys 30 for 30. Did you see him? There was like this huge long shot of John Morales. They're talking to Jordan, but the camera's on the side of Michael Jordan. And all you see is John Morales' face, better than you saw Jordan's face. And there's John. He's holding the microphone. He's getting the comment from Jordan. It's got to be there 30 seconds of just John Morales. So one time John Morales is doing a live shot back to Fox 2, and it's at a press conference. I think it was when Perlis was going to announce that he was staying, right? I think it was the Jets job or something, right, Rob? Remember, he's going to take the New York Jets job?
Yes, I do remember
that. So George comes out and says he's not taking the job. So it's a big press conference. Everybody's lined up, and John's talking too loud in the back of the room because he's doing a live shot from the room. And you hear Perlis go, excuse me, is this press conference getting in the way of your live television shot, young man?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was classic.
Is this press conference in the way? That's what reminded me of what I was saying. We're trying to do a radio show here. That was years ago, man. All right, so we're going to do some trashing. Do we have a trasher? Do we have some trashing? Who wants to go first? Who's got a short trasher tonight? EP will have a short one.
I can go first. He's answering the phone.
Okay, you got one?
Yes.
Hit me.
I am going to trash. I am. The NFL Players Union, Mark.
Okay.
For not stepping in on this Washington Redskins thing. The players, Mark, could end this very, very quickly. What happens, Mark Wilson, I'm asking you. You're Daniel Snyder. on the players of the Washington Redskins. We will not go to OTAs or any kind of camp, Mark, right? Until you change their name, what do you do if you're Daniel Snyder now? You're going to fire, you're going to cut the whole team? You're going to get rid of everybody? What if the players' union say, we will not play a game in Washington, D.C. as long as that team is named the Washington Redskins?
Pretty severe.
Well, Mark, but how did they get Sterling out? What the players say?
More of a vested interest.
What they say, though, Mark? No, I understand there's no Native
Americans.
There's
actual black players in the
league. It doesn't matter, though, Mark. Can we talk about this? You think the civil rights was only about black people? If white people didn't get involved in the civil rights, would it have happened? Mark, would it have happened?
No, you said it a million times.
White people got involved. Hispanic people got involved.
But they had a vested interest in it, too.
They got involved. Everybody got involved. You got to get involved.
They had a vested interest. You know why?
Why?
Black people made money. And their money wasn't being used at their businesses. That's why they were involved. That's why even for the smallest businesses, they started getting involved in the civil rights movement.
Yeah, but
and that's a fact.
But this is still a civil rights movement,
Mark. Their money was green, baby.
Okay, but in this situation, how do you...
Native Americans aren't purchasing anything to the of consequence.
Mark, do you know why bad things happen?
There's not a debate going into your thing?
It's the reason bad things happen is because good people won't do anything about it. If good people stand up and say, no, we're not going to accept this, things change. That's how things change. It's very simple.
All right, coming up, we'll do more. Let's take Tully. Let's get Tully. Tully in Clarkston. What's up, Tully?
Well, you got the Chicago Blackhawks. Why don't they call them the Chicago Blackskins? I mean, the Washington Blackskins.
Tully? Because they wouldn't do it. Or how about the New York Jets change their name to the New York Jews? How long would that go?
Well, there's no Jews that play in the NFL, so that's stupid.
I don't understand. But the Blackhawks is another one, and especially with the crest that they use.
But Rob, you talk about the New York Jets calling them New York Jews. You know that song, Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. Yeah, I love the one. New York, New York. But anyway, that's another cornball moment you just had, babe. But anyway, there's no Jewish football players.
What does that have to do with anything? What are you talking about?
You just said to call the New York Jets the New York Jews.
I'm talking about using a name.
How stupid is that? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No, it's not because you wouldn't.
Jews,
no, because you wouldn't use that. You wouldn't. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that.
Blackskins.
No, it has nothing to do with that. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Rob? I'm just telling you right now. You just said the New York Jets should rename their team the New York Jews.
No, the point is that
you. That's the thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, you don't even know what you're talking about. Hey, get lost, dude. Get lost. Idiot.
Well, no, you just put him on hold.
No, I didn't. That's not him.
Yeah, it was.
Get lost. I mean, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't think he heard what you said.
He has no idea what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using a name like that. You would never use that team. You know,
he thinks you said you should rename the Jets.
He doesn't get it. That's
the Jews.
And he's like, there's no Jewish players who play in the NFL. There's no Jewish players who play in the NFL. He's
the only
like
thing
the
he
moron.
Said of sense was that the Blackhawks thing, and that should also be come up, because the Blackhawk crest. Come on, look at it. Isn't that offensive to Native Americans?
Mark, Redskins, you know what that means.
But what about the Chicago Blackhawks logo?
No, that's not offensive?
The painted war face?
Mark, you could go through a lot of them, but the Redskins, definitely.
Sean Taylor's murderer today was sentenced to life in prison.
Was
Jason,
he?
Jason Mitchell.
Speaking of the Redskins.
All right, we got more trashing to do, so make it here. I'll even hit the thing just to prove it to you.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
I have to hit the thing.
Take out the papers in the trash.
We only got like 26 more minutes. We also have a sports rep coming up as well, so make it happen here. Okay. Or we got a special guest. Special guest coming up. I can't take because he hasn't put the thing in yet.
And let's do that. And here's a guy who worked out in Washington, D.C. for a long time before he came to Detroit.
Okay, but I can't do anything about it. EP's got to get off the phone with him.
All right, just put them on hold. I mean, put them up there.
We should play the Junisa music.
There we go.
You there? Okay, now we got him. Now we got him. Now we got that fine Italian citizen, Bernie Smilovitz.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Local 4's very own Bernie Smilovitz. What's happening?
I just called because I was driving down the street and I'm just getting my car taken off of one of the retaining walls after you were talking about eating the pizza boxes. and I really didn't realize that after 9 o'clock, it was like, remember Hugh Hefner used to have that after midnight show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So this is like Parker and the Man after 8 or something like that. Or
Parker
after
and
9.
The Man afterglow.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that even better.
Thank you.
How are you? Congratulations. Nice work. I hear you guys doing great.
Well, we appreciate it. Actually, Bernie, you know what? It's been a lot of fun. Just jump back in there and...
6 years, Bernie.
I know. Six years went by. Back.
It's just like that, you know? And Mark, the great thing about it is you're still carrying his ass.
Yeah, you know what? But that's... I was hoping for a break, and I got 6 years out of it, and then I couldn't avoid it anymore.
There you go. So how bad could it be? So you guys are Monday through Friday, right? At what time you start? 7?
7 to 10, yes, sir.
Okay, great. All right, well.
Bernie, let me ask you.
Bernie, by the way, Rob is also on Local 4. I don't know if you've heard this. It's on Sunday night.
Shut up, really? Rob Parker?
I know. Is that unbelievable?
You're here at the station? I never even what do you do here?
I know.
You'll get the memo eventually, dude.
Some show on Sunday night for the last 20 years
Bernie,
or so.
Bernie, just wait. Alan Frank will send you that memo any minute now.
Alan Frank. Hey, Bernie, let me ask seriously, though. You worked in Washington. How long were you working down there? How long did you work down there?
In Washington, D.C. I grew up there. I went to school at the U of M, at the University of Maryland in that area. And I started working there immediately. I worked 4 years in radio and 8 years in TV.
And this whole Redskin thing.
Oh, yeah, Bernie was in Washington.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking.
He and Brian Williams, baby.
They have a new...
Brian and I, that's exactly right. That's where we met, was we were two little... Mm-hmm. Potts is there in Washington, D.C. at Channel 5. Yeah.
That young man named Stoney worked with
him. That's right, Stoney.
No. Stoney worked at a competing station.
Oh, that's right. He didn't work with you, but he was in Washington.
No.
Right.
Yeah, we just knew of the legend of Stoney.
The legend of him.
Right. Oh, there you go. Right.
Before, all right, go ahead. What do you ask me about
The Redskins and the name change?
I figured it out. Here's what's going to happen. Donald Sterling's going to buy him.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Wow. There you go. Everything's fixed.
Now let me and speaking of Donald Sterling and Bernie, just help me out.
Sure.
How embarrassed are you by Donald Sterling? I'm serious. Just some of the stuff that this guy has said.
Why me?
Well, I mean, he's Jewish. I'm just saying, like.
Well, I know. Wait a minute. Now you know I wouldn't point you and say.
No. I'm gonna say this. No. Hear me out.
That has nothing to do with me.
Hear me out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just as black people do it all the time, you have your people, and you know sometimes when somebody embarrasses your people, you know if everybody's not connected, we got that. But I'm saying sometimes you just close your eyes and say, oh, this guy is just, what an embarrassment. And in his case, the thing that bothered me the most were the interviews that he did. Obviously, the stuff he said on the tape was bad, but a lot of the interviews were really the Magic Johnson stuff, the stuff against black people. I just thought, this guy grew up, I forgot where he's from, but he grew up, pulled his bootstraps up.
Don Tokowitz?
Yeah, and then here he comes.
Well, he went to college in L.A., I think he's
Like some of the most embarrassing stuff I've heard. That's what I meant by it.
Well, first of all, I mean, there are a lot of idiots in this world. And if we start looking at what idiots are saying... You know, I thought President Obama had the best line of all. Just let racists talk, and eventually they show themselves. Yep. And that's exactly what happened here. So, I mean, I couldn't care less. It wouldn't make any difference to me if he was Jewish, Catholic, black, white, yellow, no matter what he was. He was a moron, and he was a racist. And I'm offended. And I'm even more offended because as a Jew, he's been, you know, Jews have been, there's been anti-Semitism.
There you go, Bernie. That's what I'm talking about.
So to me, he's a bigger idiot times two for that fact alone. So, I mean,
that's what that. You, there you go. That's
know,
what I'm
you,
talking about.
But we can't. I can't be taken in by things that people say and everything. I don't live that way. I kind of live like, hey, I live with the best life and be the best person I can possibly be at this moment, right now, right here. And if idiots want to run around and say the things that he's saying, knock yourselves out. I mean, I don't.
No, I got you. And you just said what I was getting to, which was he knows what it's like to be discriminated against, treated unfairly. And for him to carry that on, that's the part that I think would hurt me if I was Jewish, knowing that this guy is doing the same thing that was done to Jewish people before or still does.
Except even if he wasn't Jewish, even if he was Catholic or he was Protestant or whatever, and he was saying those things, I would still think he was as big a moron as he is.
There's no doubt.
And honestly, we've given this guy way too much airtime.
Oh, who are you telling, dude?
You know what? And that's the world we live in, Bernie, because of...
Well, but there's new news every day.
The 24-hour news cycle, and...
Shelley Sterling's going tomorrow to probate court. I mean, so there's always new news on the thing. He resurrects the lawsuit. He wants the $1 billion.
There's a great article in the New York Times today about how they got him to go get mentally checked and all these other things and how they kind of snookered him out of the franchise. And he's screwed anyway. All he can do is he's suing himself. He's just hurting his family and himself. So he can't do anything.
No.
He signed off on the deal. He's done. He's out. He's toast. He's just holding on to these 15 minutes as much as he can.
Hey, Bernie, let me ask you before you go anywhere. How's the tap thing going on Monday? I really like that tap thing you do.
It's going great. They're terrific. They're really good. I mean, and people have responded to it, and people, you know, a lot of guys have come down, and we've gotten a lot of coverage, so we'll see.
If people don't know, he's at TAP at MGM Grand Casino on, what, Monday nights from, what, 7 to 8?
7 to 8, yeah, that's it, live right there. We're not on a radio station.
Nope, just a nice guest. You go see him live in person.
Could I get free wings if I come by there before I come to the show?
No, nothing.
You get nothing.
No, nothing for you. No.
Even if he's got an M Life card, he can't use it.
He can't have any. I don't even think we could. You know what? I don't think you can get in the building. You're like probably not old enough.
Yeah, probably. Am I not old enough? I'm too old now.
Way too old.
But that's right. Yeah, you're out of the area we want.
That's right.
But anyway, I called because I'm happy for you guys. Congratulations and. When Donald Sterling calls in, tell him he's the second Jew you've had on the air.
There you go.
You know what I love, Bernie? We've been on since March. You're right on it, dude.
There you go, buddy. We appreciate it.
Have you been on since March, really?
Yes.
Is that really when you guys went?
When
did
we start? March
24th.
24th, something like that. But it's good, man, Bernie.
Not that much. May and April, and then now it's June.
Now when you got your little drive back and forth, when your dinner break, you could tune us in on the way home and back.
I do. I'll be home already by then. But, you know, we've been in New York a lot because that's where my boys now live. So
right.
They're all done.
That's right. How long was it that we had Zach as an intern, didn't we?
Yep.
No, you had Jake.
And we always do that. Jake was the intern.
Zach is the older
Who's that Letterman? Who's that David Letterman?
Zach. He's a writer. Yeah.
He's a full-fledged writer there.
Unbelievable.
Now.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What's he going to do when he loses his gig?
He's going to find a job. What the hell do you think he's going to do?
Well, maybe
not till 15, anyhow.
Yeah, still got a little ways.
Letterman will stay till probably middle or end of next year.
Yeah, middle of next year, I think.
And I'm sure that they're going to do, you know, wonderful send-offs for all the writers and everything else. He's a very generous man, and they really like working there. So.
EP says he played on Jake's Little League baseball team.
Our producer. Eric played. Matter of fact, he did mention
that. Oh, he did? Oh, with Jake? Oh, wow.
Yep, our producer.
Yeah. Jake is, believe it or not, he is consulting and marketing the Samsung GS5.
I love the Samsung. I've got the Galaxy myself. I love it.
He's good for him. He's really, like, unbelievable. And he's moving in with his girlfriend next month into an apartment and everything. So,
Bernie, the kids are all grown up.
You know it, they'll be married and everything.
Holy mother.
Oh, please, slow down.
It's unbelievable.
Anyway. All right, listen, I got to get off the line.
I think we got to leave, too. We're almost done.
All right, buddy, we appreciate it. Thanks, Bernie.
All right, talk to you soon. See ya. All right.
There's Bernie Smilovitz joining us. I wanted to say that, though. You know, Bernie, we've been on since March. You're right on it, buddy. No, that's cool. That's cool that Bernie calls in. All right, look, we don't even have any time for anything anymore. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WD by the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
What do you say? Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
We got to move it along here, but what you got to tell you is that if you're going out there tomorrow and you may be driving your vehicle, and you probably will, because most people, when they have cars, they got to get somewhere, they drive them. I mean, who knew? And if you have any problems whatsoever or just need routine maintenance, you take your car, truck, or van to the great people at Expert Car Care, Rob Parker.
That's right, Mark Wilson. You know what? They offer free inspections, guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day like they did when I got my brakes fixed.
That's what you're talking about. Service everything top to bottom, whether it's something as simple as a wiper blade or something as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention the cool dudes you're looking at right now at ParkerAndTheMan.com, streaming live. Yes, Bernie, we stream live. You can watch us on the internet, invented by Al Gore. If you do that, you'll get something very nice.
That's right. You know what, Mark? If you mention
Al Gore
Parker
will come
man,
to your house.
Right. You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also get a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Matt liked that one. That's over $100 no holla in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, Mike and his great peeps, Brian too. Isn't that who helped you out was Brian?
Yes, Brian and his crew.
Right there at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming. You may even have a Rob Parker sighting. And 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, XPERT, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Cha.
Go get Expert Car Care.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joik Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
All right, no 9:30 sports wrap. Thanks to Bernie, though, because Bernie Smilovitz was on. No Tigers anyhow, and the Spurs lead the Heat. 55-30. It's a 25-point lead. So here's the thing. San Antonio wins tonight. You know why? Because if they don't, it's a huge choke.
Oh, yeah, that's a big
so tomorrow you're either talking about an easy San Antonio or a win or a huge choke by the Spurs. So they have to win now or else that's what you get tomorrow is the choke. 55-30. This looks like the Heat from the early 90s. Like Danny Shays is going to show up any day now.
Danny Shays. And Mark, one other thing I want to bring up.
Danny Shays. Was it the other Heat?
Do you know Monday?
Dan Marley. Marley was part of a good Heat.
We got
team.
A milestone coming up on Monday.
On the 16th?
Real quick. It is the last Jet magazine ever on the stands. Do you know that? Do you know it's only going digital?
Oh, that makes sense. It's been around for a long time.
It's a long time. And the black
I can't say that I don't know Jet magazine.
No, but I know you, but you know what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Right. That's a long-standing magazine that's going the bye-bye.
Wasn't that Robert Johnson?
Yeah. Yep.
You know my grandfather helped him start it.
No, did he? What, did he give him $5?
No, he was the attorney that helped him form the magazine.
Really?
My grandfather. I forgot that was Jet magazine.
Because he's from out of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
My grandpappy was a big attorney in the state of Illinois. Papa Lou.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
Been gone a long time. I just hadn't forgotten. You just reminded me of that story.
Jet magazine, this is it. Yep.
My dad always told me that. He goes, your grandfather helped start Jet magazine with Bob Johnson.
First, when Bob Johnson came in, he said, no, we're not hiring for the custodian's job.
That's right. No. I need your services. Mr. Wilson, I need your services. Kenneth, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. It's now last call time.
Kenneth.
How you doing, Rob?
Good.
And Mark.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm just curious. I'm going to trash that linebacker used to play for Notre Dame, Matt Tartale. Whatever happened to him? Like he fell off the face of the earth. What happened to him?
He played last year.
Tartale plays for the San Diego Chargers.
So he do play?
Yeah.
So he made the team?
Yeah. Come on, dude.
And, you know what? He didn't have like he had a good season.
Yeah, he's all right.
He had a good season.
He's coming back year two, Chargers.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of him, so I didn't know what happened.
Kenneth, I'll give you some props. Actually, that thing faded out such a death in the NFL because he came with it though. He
came and played, right? And it's all over.
He did the interviews. What else do you want him to do?
Yeah, like I said again, they made a big deal out of him and everything. I didn't hear nothing about it.
No, that's fair.
You know what? They should have made a big deal because when a guy goes around talking about a girl and calling her his girlfriend that he's never met, something's wrong with that guy. I don't care. It's one thing. I mean, you can't profess your love for somebody and talk about them all the time in every interview if you never met them. That's right. The part that I don't get.
Right. So he did make the team, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
61 tackles, 4 passes defended. He started 13 of the games.
Yeah, no, he had a good rookie.
He did injure his foot in the preseason, which caused him to miss a little time. He started every game after he came back. He made his NFL debut in week 4 against Dallas. Started the third. So there's 13 starts after he finished being on the D on the whatever it is, the pup list or whatever.
Okay, then. Well, I guess you learn something new every day.
And yep. The best part about it was his imaginary friend also made the team.
In fact, she just won Miss USA. She's the new Miss USA, Kenneth. Miss Nevada is his former girlfriend.
Oh, stop. There,
Nia Sanchez is Manti Te'o's former non-existent girlfriend.
Oh, both you guys are crazy.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Kenneth. What a show. I had so much fun tonight. Great
Bernie Smilovitz on the show.
I know. Bernie, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Okay, here comes a good part for you, Mark.
I'm waiting for the good part. Believe me.
I've been your friend. Hey, Mark. Let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, and Matt, all on the other side of the glass, Mark. You know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them.
Thanks also to Tanya's Pizza. It's on 13 and Crooks. Go check them out.
I'm taking a piece home.
At tanyaspizza.com. They were terrific tonight for Juniza. So you don't ever want to forget Tanya's Pizza out there in Royal Oak. Tomorrow's a Shadow League Wednesday. You can still do trash talking. Use the hashtag TTTT. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Jason Smith, Fox Sports Radio next, and then you got Matt Shepard tomorrow morning from 7 to 10. Don't forget the Shep Show, 7 to 10 a.m.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
NBC, see you later.
Italia Ricci. That's R-I-C-C-I. Italia Ricci. Call me. Mwah. Nya.